Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about Calvin Parker's new evidence. That's correct, Calvin Parker's new evidence. Now, of course, Calvin Parker passed away here recently. We're talking about a tape recording that was made, though, a few years before he died. Very interesting article here from the dailymail.co.uk by Zach Campbell, published April 3rd, 2024. Says, extraordinary tape of Calvin Parker, who features in Netflix's Files of the Unexplained, reveals man abducted by an alien and Pascagoula fought the creature off by grabbing it by her skinny, blank little neck. That sounds just like Calvin if you've ever seen any of his interviews. Very interesting guy. A new Netflix series covering an alien abduction. The Saw Man claimed that he strangled a female alien after she poked her finger up his nose has aired on the streaming platform. Files of the Unexplained explores 8 haunting encounters that may make you start second-guessing everything you have known. The first episode of the series focuses on the experiences of Calvin Parker when he was age 19, after he maintained he fought off an alien by getting her around her skinny, blank neck. Now, Calvin was just a salt-of-the-earth guy from everything I've seen and read about him. I just love this case. It was the very first podcast I did was about this Pascagoula alien abduction incident. It says, according to Mr. Parker, the alleged incident occurred when he was fishing on the banks of the Pascagoula River in Mississippi with his friend Charles Hickson. And I remember Charles Hickson was, as I recall, a vet of the Korean War. I had people comment that they knew his family, they knew him, and that they were good people, and that Charles was a stand-up guy. The pair claimed that a UFO landed nearby, and they were grabbed by strange creatures with lobster-like claws. Now, they have an illustration here of these really weird-looking aliens. I'll put a link over at the Ko-Fi and the local site. I think so many times these things take on an image that's drawn out of the environment. It's almost like they're just putting an AI picture together for us. It really seems that way. Files of the Unexplained explores 8 haunting encounters that may make you start second-guessing everything you've known, it says in the picture. And it's also got a picture here of Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson, Hickson at the time, in 1973 when this occurred, and when this abduction occurred. I tell you, the look on these guys' faces, they don't look like somebody that's faking it to me. After undergoing regressive hypnosis with alien abduction researcher Bud Hopkins, Calvin says he was able to unlock memories of the supposed occurrences. Recordings obtained by The Sun in 2019 ask him a series of questions about the Pascagoula incident in October 1973. In the audio clip, Calvin says that he can remember seeing strange orange and blue lights coming toward him before a UFO lands next to his car parked near the pier. He continued his version of events by saying that 4 odd-looking creatures built like football players emerged. Elaborating on the incident, he said that the strange creature stuck her finger in his nose and had a bad attitude. Calvin adds, "I've seen her before. I really hate her. I hate her." Now you have to wonder, when he says, "I've seen her before," is this a situation where he's been previously abducted? I mean, that would kind of make sense. He goes on, it says, "She has something in her hand. She takes the thing down my nose, around my nose, and she's reaching for my lip." He then alleged that he was undressed by a female alien and subsequently felt as if though he was being injected with a dangerously hot unknown substance, continuing, "I feel like she changed all my blood out of my veins. I've never felt anything that hot in all my life." I think it kind of goes on and just shows that these aliens, or whatever they are, these entities, they're not really concerned about the human suffering that they cause during these abductions. Calvin then told an astonishing tale of how he was seemingly able to escape from the creature's grasp after she had come back into an unidentified room. He says, "She's coming back in the room. The door opens and I can leave. She walked in and I grabbed her. I got her around her skinny, blank little neck, and I'm choking her right now, and she's stinging again." Calvin finished his astonishing version of the alleged events by saying that he was released by the creature, leaving him free to return to the pier, where he reunites with Charlie, who also publicly claimed to have been abducted by aliens. So we see another one of these cases where when people resist, it seems as though they are freed. That seems to be the key thing about these abductions, is that once the victim starts to resist, oftentimes they are let go. It's as if there's some sort of rule that these things have to play by, some sort of cosmic law, where if the victim resists and exercises their human free will, that these alien entities, whatever they are, have to release them. It has a picture here of, from 1973 where this abduction took place. That says, ufologists have long been fascinated by an alleged encounter on the Pascagoula River, Mississippi in 1973. It's got a picture here, kind of a rundown area, actually. Just what you would expect, I suppose, in this kind of low-developed area along the riverbank. And you can see the bridge in the background there. Mr. Hickson died aged 80 in 2011, but maintained that the alien abduction story was true despite skepticism from many quarters. British UFO investigator Phil Mantle, who has published Calvin's book, Pascagoula, The Closest Encounter, said, "To my surprise, the hypnotization produced quite a lot of information that had not previously been available." Calvin goes on to describe his encounter with a female alien on board the UFO who he believed was going to kill him. Calvin at one point attacked this female alien in an attempt to kill her and allow him to escape. Calvin also claims that this female alien hurt him. Well, you wonder, really, how did he know she was female? I mean, did she just appear effeminate, or was it the way, was it something about her that really struck Calvin, that this was a female alien as opposed to a male alien? Or is this just something that he was able to sense, you know, from his own human perspective? But I like this article because it really brings out this hypnosis tape from 2019. Of course, Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson have both passed away now, but we're left with this really well-documented and recorded UFO encounter and abduction that both these men suffered. And, you know, you look into this where they went to the police to tell their story. They were secretly tape recorded by the sheriff's department there. I believe it was the sheriff's department. It's clear that they weren't lying. They were worried about what happened to them. They were just frightened. They were in shock. They'd definitely been through something very extremely traumatic. And thanks to those gentlemen for sharing their story with the rest of us, we really get an idea of what happened down there. You know, it's been, what, over 50 years ago now in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.